Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Mark Arum Show is performed before a live studio audience.
No, I want this town to be near you. I stand alone. I stand alone.
You made it to the weekend, folks. Congratulations. Mark Arum and pals with you till 8 in the p.m., actually till 7 today, and then Jamie Dupree, Voice of Reason, a special production by WSB Radio highlighting Jamie Dupree 2.0 and the nation's best Capitol reporter. So we only got an hour. The Bananas and I only have an hour. We'll still give you traffic every 6 minutes. I want to talk about Deb Green, producer of the Mark Arum Show, and thank you for reminding me, because yesterday I said, remind me to talk about this tomorrow. The no-go vote, the veto, actually, by the mayor in Marietta about open carry in Marietta Square. Now, this wouldn't have been 24/7 open carry. Like, Chuck couldn't go there at 2 a.m. on a Tuesday and walk around with a bottle of whiskey.
I would never do that.
Well,
really?
There might be a time. A time and a place.
I don't think you would want
to
do that.
Would have drank it before I walked.
This would have been only Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Weekend.
And it passed the city council 5-1 with one abstention, but then the mayor vetoed it. Steve Tumlin vetoed it, and it went back to the city council. They didn't have enough votes to overthrow the veto. And I've heard from a lot of people that hang out in the square quite a bit, and they're really upset about this.
I can understand that.
It doesn't really impact me that much. I love the square. I go there a few times a year, but it's not like it's not a destination for me. Like, right. Oh, we're gonna go hang out in the square. Like, I go there and I enjoy it, and it's amazing in the 20 years that I've been in Atlanta, 20 plus years, how much the Marietta Square has changed. And it's definitely a lot cooler than it was 20 years ago. It's got a hipper vibe. There's more restaurants and bars and fun stuff. It's great. It's really great. And there's great, condos and apartments around there. And then you just go out a little bit and there's these classic antebellum homes. It's an awesome area. I would have liked to have seen it on that limited Thursday, Friday, Saturday basis. And I know Longoria would like it, because the last time I was at the square with Longoria, Alex Williams' girlfriend was hand-feeding him tater tots.
Yeah.
There was no open carry then.
No, I could have had, two beers and been fed tater tots all
exactly.
at the same time.
I bet the mayor showed that security cam video.
And that's what vetoed it?
Like, listen, this is what's going on without open carry. Look at this woman feeding this guy tater tots.
Can you imagine?
In front of his wife.
Can you imagine?
Yes, exactly.
What
will happen? But you guys are Cobb County residents. How did you feel about this?
I've never been a huge fan of open carry.
Yeah.
I'm fine with concealed carry. I've never been a fan.
Yes.
Just to let everybody know.
Understood.
I've never been a huge fan of open carry. I've never really saw the need for it.
You think about where the open container law is in effect currently. And the two examples that I can think of are New Orleans.
Yes.
Where you've got all of Bourbon Street and that whole French Quarter, which is
fantastic.
Massive and fantastic. And, to scale, the Marietta Square is, a 100th of the French Quarter. So you got more room to move in New Orleans. And in Savannah, down around River Street, the open carry, which is also a larger area, that much larger, but it is a larger area. I can't think of any other places offhand that have open carry.
Vegas.
Where in Vegas?
Vegas on the Strip. You can walk around with beer outside.
I've never been outside in Vegas.
Really?
No.
Yeah, you can
outside.
Walk from casino to casino.
I've never
with...
seen the sun in Vegas. I take that back. The cab ride from the airport to the hotel has been during daylight.
I remember, because I did see the sun one morning at 8 o'clock when I walked out with a beer in my hand, and a runner was running by me. And
are you sure that you just weren't opening?
No, you can walk around with it. Yeah, definitely.
All right.
The funny thing is with the open carry, like, we're there all the time.
Yeah.
My wife and I, people walk around.
In Marietta?
Right.
Yeah. Like, we go on Saturdays a lot. They have a farmer's market.
Sure,
in the morning,
exactly. It's
and, like,
great.
We'll get, like,
people are drinking at the farmer's market?
Oh, yeah.
Good for them.
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't think it was a big deal.
I mean, for a while, Underground, you remember when Kenny's Alley was
Underground?
Yeah,
yeah,
You could walk around with a drink in Kenny's Alley only during the club hours, though, and that was it. So,
yeah,
and that was great.
But there were restrictions to that in Underground.
And they would have had those same restrictions at the Square, too.
No,
like it could be in certain...
Different restrictions. So the Underground open carry. Do you guys know about Underground Atlanta?
Kind of.
So you could drink a beverage in a certain area in Underground until you got stabbed or robbed. And then you weren't allowed to drink anymore. Yeah, that was the stipulation there. Michael on Twitter says the Avalon allows you to walk around with an open container. I don't know if that's true or not, but
that has to be during certain times too. Yeah. In that general area, they have you can do that.
Sure. So I just want to start the show off on that, asking that question. Would you be in favor of the open container in Marietta? Now, I only asked people that frequent the Marietta Square today at work. I didn't ask people. By the way, it's a freaking ghost town out there.
Where? Here?
Marietta Square?
The station.
It's
Friday and it's Friday. Mother's Day weekend.
Mother's Day.
Mother's Day weekend?
Yeah, like everyone I talk to has plans with their moms.
I know the newsroom's a lot quieter when Jennifer Griffey's isn't here.
Well, yeah.
But
yeah.
I walked in and like all the salespeople are gone. Like we still have the fully staffed newsroom and the traffic center. But I mean, the parking lot, there were spots everywhere.
Yeah.
Usually I come in on a Friday and it's like, the pencil pushers.
Yeah.
The sales weasels, as Boris used to call them. So I guess Mother's Day. Yeah. People are going out. They got to get home early to go to the backyard and pick the roses.
Yeah.
It takes time.
For their wife.
To be fair, I asked Hot Neighbor, I asked her what she thought of that idea, and she's like, absolutely.
Really?
She was all on board.
Let me check the. So I did a Twitter poll on that. In case you missed yesterday's show, I was in for Erickson. Longoria, who is, by all accounts, a damn fine husband,
I
think is dropping the ball on Mother's Day. So for Sunday on Mother's Day, last year he did a great Mother's Day gift, and he planted a rose bush in his backyard for his wife.
Right.
And this year, and apparently every year going forward, he's not going to get her a gift. He's just going to pick roses off the bush he planted.
Correct.
Like a Jelly of the Month Club. The gift that keeps on giving.
There's 10 beautiful roses on the table right now.
The Twitter poll I posted last night, Longoria is picking roses from the backyard, gave them to his wife for Mother's Day. Is that enough of a gift? 52% say no, 48% say yes. So you
close
the gap.
I like how you didn't clarify that he bought the bush for Mother's Day the year before.
That you don't get credit for gifts years ago.
Sure
you do.
They don't carry over. These aren't, sky
miles.
Well,
this one does.
Yeah.
It's a gift that keeps giving.
These aren't rollover
it's like herpes.
Minutes. It's like herpes. Ladies and gentlemen, direct your emails to andrew.longoria@coxinc.com. All right, so I just want to know your thoughts on the open carry law. And where else in Atlanta should there be an open carry? I can tell you one.
You keep saying open carry. Isn't
I'm sorry.
Open container. You confused me at the beginning, which is why I made
he
the crack.
You're talking about guns.
No, I'm not talking about guns. I'm so sorry. Let me clarify. Open container law.
Okay.
Where else should there be an open container law in Metro Atlanta? I think one place we know there should not be, the top of Stone Mountain. Right? People should not be getting lit on top of Stone Mountain.
They can ride that bucket down.
Yeah, but they can also stumble. Have you seen the chain link fence on the side of Stone Mountain that like can catch people if you fall off?
Oh, is that what?
Yeah. You can catch them.
There you go.
Exactly. Yeah. I would also say probably, aside from special events, the zoo should not be an open carry, open container area.
Yeah, I would say the zoo would be okay.
No, because you don't want...
Too many kids?
No, not that. I don't care about the kids. I care about the animals. Like, you don't want drunk dudes like Longoria. I'm not saying it's you.
Why are you so drunk?
I'm an alcoholic for the last 2 days.
Just picture the biggest mess of a friend you got getting wasted at the zoo and, like, firing a Coors light bottle into the orangutan.
Well, they wouldn't have bottles. They'd only have cans. And
I don't think it'd be
that big of a deal.
I would think that those are places that you shouldn't have open container laws.
Yes.
Open carry, I'm fine wherever. Yeah. Open container should be restricted a little bit. All right, 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Again, we're on for an hour today, and then Jamie Dupree, the voice of reason, special one-hour program kicking off at 7, detailing the amazing recovery from Jamie Dupree and Jamie Dupree 2.0. 404-872-0750 on Twitter and Instagram, @MarkArum. This is The Mark Arum Show. 625, 82 degrees on Peachtree Street. Mark Arum with you till 7 tonight. Happy early Mother's Day to all the moms and single dads out there. Chuck joins us on the program. Chuck, welcome to the show.
Hey, this is Chuck from there. And then just wanted to point out that Coweta County has traditionally been one of the most prudish counties in the state. Still no liquor stores in the county. Not allowed. And up until about 10 years ago, you could not even get a drink in a restaurant. But just recently, in this last year, have passed a open container law in downtown to promote all the restaurant and
downtown Noonan?
Entertainment in Noonan.
Yeah.
In downtown Noonan.
Interesting. Like, all right.
Amazing.
That is amazing. Well, is it Kaida or Kaida? What do you how do you pronounce it?
It's Kaida.
All right, just making sure. Kaida County, Longoria. Chuck is a back-to-back Chucks in Social Circle. Chuck, welcome to the show.
Hey,
how
you
are
you?
You
gotta say that real fast.
Chuck in Social Circle. What's up, buddy?
Hey, you can't have an open container law at Six Flags.
You can or cannot?
Cannot.
Because?
Well, they'd fall off the ride. That's just
safety reasons. Gotcha. Not the kids, but now, the safety reasons. Yeah.
One more. You promised yesterday or the day before that you were going to do something to a colleague.
Hey,
phone.
Hey, yeah. Listen, I'm done with you. Keep that under your hat, buddy.
Later.
Bye. Chuck messing up my life. Renee's in Woodstock. I'm talking about that practical joke. Chuck's an idiot. Go ahead, Renee. Welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm good. Can you hear me?
I hear you. Perfect.
Hey, I want to let you know, Woodstock, we passed our ordinance about 2.5 years ago to allow open container
in
our entertainment district of downtown.
I know. I have walked the lovely downtown district of Woodstock with a beer in my hand with my buddy meteorologist Kirk Mellish. So
Reformation Brewery, maybe?
I will not endorse, yes, but yes, perhaps Reformation Brewery. Yeah, I think it's cool. Listen, I'm not a huge drinker. I enjoy a beverage once in a while, but I'm not a guy that, you know, I can go a couple weeks without having a drink, unlike Chuck.
Yeah,
but
every night.
But I think it's fun to be able to walk around, especially when you have the festivals, you know, the Taste of Marietta, the Taste of Woodstock.
A lot of times they have exceptions for that stuff.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm okay generally with the open container, if it makes sense. And I think Thursday, Friday, Saturday makes sense. When we come back, more of your calls, and Brittany Tannenbaum from Access Atlanta will tell us where we can't drink this weekend for Mother's Day. I'm struggling. I'll get there, folks. I'll get there. This is the Mark Arum Show.
Hi, this is Louis Gossett Jr. This is the Mark Arum Show. And if you have any common sense, you should listen to the Mark Arum Show.
I know it's Mother's Day weekend, but it's also a big weekend here in the city of Atlanta. A ton of stuff to do. Joining us live from Access Atlanta, Brittany Tannenbaum. What's up, Britt?
What's up?
So there's literally a ton of stuff going on this weekend. What do we
got
on tap?
So much stuff. We have got so many things going on. We've got the Shaky Beats Music Festival. Shaky Knees was last weekend. It's Shaky Beats time this weekend. Mm-hmm. We've got the Chastain Arts Festival. This is always one of the best festivals in Atlanta. Unfortunately, it's going to be a little rainy this weekend.
I heard Monahan.
According to Brian. but it's still one of the best. So if it does clear up, I would suggest heading out to Chastain Park. Sunset Sessions over at Park Tavern is a free concert series. That's going to be through September. So every Sunday through September, go out there, get some drinks, get drunk, listen to some music, have a good time in the air-conditioned garden tent. This is a free event, so definitely take advantage of that. We've got the Dunwoody Arts Festival.
Ooh,
if you live
nice.
Over in Dunwoody,
yes, that's great.
That should be a fun time too. And then also over at Atlantic Station, the Tiny House Festival. So I asked Craig this morning if he could live in a tiny house.
Craig Lucy,
the big juice. What
yes.
do you call him?
Craig
the Juice Lucy. Exactly. And he said he could probably do it, but he's not sure because he has a dog, a bunny named Hoppy, which I didn't know
and
about,
kids.
And two kids,
yeah, exactly.
And a wife.
Yeah.
So could you do it?
I think I would, but I've got too much stuff. Like I'm a hoarder. Not a hoarder, but
oh,
I'm a collector
God.
Of stuff. I don't hoard. I collect things. So I'd have to put all that stuff in storage. But I think I could dig as long as Bosco could fit in there. And
have his own little corner.
It'd be fun.
So, wait, you're a hoarder.
I'm a collector.
Okay, a collector.
Of baseball what is, cards
what
and
is,
stuff.
Got it.
Yeah.
What is your biggest asset that you have as a collector?
Oh, I would probably say my Sandy Koufax rookie card. Yeah, I've got every Sandy Koufax card ever made, but his rookie card is probably the most valuable.
So do you have all of them framed or just kind of in like...
All my Koufaxes are framed, yes. And it's actually a pretty
Any
cool
of them
thing.
Signed?
I have his autograph, but not on a card. Look at you with the intriguing questions.
Exactly.
I like it.
We're just turning the tables here.
I see that. Real quick before we go, Mother's Day this Sunday. What are you doing for Mother's Day?
We're my boyfriend and I are going to Greenville for the weekend. Have you been there before, South Carolina?
No.
So we're going there, just the two of us, but then coming back Sunday, having brunch at the Standard Club.
Oh.
And then taking our moms, both of our moms, out to Valenza over at Brookhaven.
So your moms are not going to the brunch at the Standard Club?
They're not. Well, we're going with his dad's family. Oh, okay, we have to do two different Mother's Days, so we have to kind of spread ourselves out a little bit. So we're going to do brunch and then dinner and basically eat our way through Greenville this entire weekend.
It.
I've heard it's a great little city.
I want to review next week.
Okay,
All right, got it. There you go. Brittany Tannenbaum from Access Atlanta. All this information available on WSBTV.com. Have a great weekend, Brittany.
You too.
404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Your thoughts on the open container law that got shot down in Marietta, on Marietta Square, and where should or should not open container laws be in the state of Georgia? William joins us in Sugar Hill, baby. Sugar Hill, what's going on, William?
Not a whole lot. How are you today?
Excellent. What's on your mind?
I was going to let you know that downtown Duluth also has the where all their restaurants and everything, that district is open container.
And how's it been going there in downtown Duluth?
Really good. They've done a lot of stuff. I don't know if you've been there or if the listeners have been there in the last several years, but they've done a lot of changes and added a lot of restaurants. There's two breweries with another one on the way. Nice. It's right on the park. So it's a really nice place.
So if Marietta was to look to Duluth for an example, you would give the progress two thumbs up so far?
Yes, yes, absolutely, absolutely.
All right, we need to go up there. Deb Green, let's do a broadcast from downtown Duluth.
Okay.
Well, I think that'd be perfect.
Is it a 7-day-a-week thing, William, or just Friday, Saturday, Thursday, kind of thing?
7 days a week.
Wow, 24/7?
Yes. I don't know about after, you know, like super late. But
Yeah. So Chuck can't walk his daughter at 6 in the morning drinking a
40.
What's your beer of choice anyway? I should know this. Coors Light? Is that what you do?
Budweiser.
Really? You're the one.
All of them?
You're
Really?
Pizza
I would think
Hut?
That you would I would think you would like
You've
something different.
Been to my
different.
House enough.
No,
Pizza
I know,
Hut?
But I would think you'd like something different.
Pam's in Alpharetta. Pam, welcome to the Mark Arum Show. How are you?
Hey, great, Mark. How are you?
Excellent. What's going on?
Well, tell Brittany that Greenville is a great place for foodies.
Yeah, I need to go to Greenville soon.
Oh, it's awesome. They've done a great job with that town. And Avalon, you asked about Avalon, if anybody called in, but that is open container and has been ever since the beginning. And then I believe it's expanded. I don't know. I know you were up at Alpharetta for our Taste of Alpharetta. But also, you saw the new downtown area in the quad.
I'm going to let you go, Pam. I'm sorry, your connection was really bad. I was blown away. So I hadn't been to downtown Alpharetta since the last year's Taste of Alpharetta.
They changed a lot of it.
Oh,
yeah.
My goodness. It is crazy how different that is.
Yeah, we were talking about it when we were walking back to the car.
Yeah.
The buildings that used to be there were parking lots last year.
It's unbelievable.
There's a bunch of new places to
check out. Yeah, it was really cool. I go to downtown Roswell more often than probably downtown Marietta, downtown Alpharetta, downtown Duluth, et cetera. And that's, I love downtown. I love all little downtowns. Went to downtown Palmetto last week. Very quaint, Longoria. I don't think they have an open container law in downtown. What did I say it was?
Palmetto.
Palmetto, yeah. But it was nice. It was a nice little Friday, by the time Friday comes, I'm done, folks. I'm piece of burnt toast. Lynn is in Gainesville. Lynn, welcome to the Mark Arum Show.
Hey, Mark. How are you?
Excellent. What's going on?
I was going to tell you, I was actually surprised. I live in Gainesville, moved up from Atlanta 21 years ago. But they have it on the square in Gainesville. And they have like the most incredible restaurants. They have avocados. They have Atlas Pizza. And everybody just walks around. And then they have like the farmers markets on Friday. And everybody's in there selling all their stuff, honey and you name it. And it's just really awesome. And you can just walk around with your wine and do whatever you want to do.
And this is downtown Gainesville?
Yeah, it's on the square.
Do they have signs that saying, watch out for Russ in Gainesville?
No.
He should have a booth.
They should.
He should have a booth, Deb says.
They
Russ
should.
In Gainesville. Yeah, I mean, just ladies, single ladies, beware. A little sign, a little picture of
please.
Yeah, a little police sketch of Russ in Gainesville. And say, hey, just give this guy a wide berth. Just kidding, Russell. I love you. It's weird. He's never talked about going to the square in downtown Gainesville.
He probably should.
He's talked about the dollar store.
The dumpster.
The dumpster. Little Caesars.
Dumpster.
Yeah.
The square.
We're going to send Russ on assignment to go to downtown Gainesville next week. All right, we're going to come back. 404-872-0750. 1-800-WSB-TALK on Twitter and Instagram at Mark Arum. Talking about the no-go open container law in the Marietta Square on WSB. Before we get out of here, Jamie Dupree coming up, the documentary on Jamie Dupree, Voice of Reason, coming up at 7. I do have some tickets to give away, Deb Green. What do we have to give away again tonight?
Adam Sandler, 100% fresher, going to be at Chastain on Friday, June 28th.
You got a call right now, Longoria. Not you, Longoria, but let's do this.
I was about to pick up my phone.
Let's do the seventh caller to 404-741-0750. Gets a pair of tickets to see Adam Sandler at Chastain. I will not be sad if no one wins these, because then I'll get to go. So you don't have to call, but if you want to call, 404-741-0750. Chris joins us in Kennesaw. Chris, welcome to the Mark Arum Show.
Real quick, I was listening the other night. You were dead wrong. Bea Arthur was definitely a cast member of I Dream of Jeannie.
Was she really?
She was the Blue Jen.
The Blue Jen?
Jen, G-I-N, the Blue Jen. Like the magician she summoned up, you know, the blue.
Was she really?
Maybe it was the witch. I don't know.
We'll check out Bea Arthur's IMDb page before the end of the show. Rest in peace to Bea Arthur. Barbara Eden's still alive. What are we going to do for Millennial Match Game next week, next Wednesday?
I have a couple different options for you, yeah. I had moms ready for you for this week, but then Randy had to have TV.
I know. We had to have TV. We could do a post Mother's Day edition of it. That'll work. I've had a number of requests to do reverse Millennial Match Game, where millennials.
Everybody in the building has talked about that. Yeah.
So maybe we can work on that. We got to get out of here for Jamie Dupree 2.0. Let's do Star of the Show, Longoria.
And now, are you guys ready for the Mark Arum Star of the Show?
Oh, it's a tight race. I'm going to give it to Chuck, just to make Longoria mad.
Because he came in for 1 hour.
He came in for 1 hour today. I like that work ethic,
Chuck. That's dedication.
That is dedication.
I could have blown it off, believe me.
He could have said, Rachel, screen these calls.
Yep.
And she would have been okay, because she's a team player.
She's nice.
Yeah, exactly. Listen, Deb, happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there, to Mrs. Longoria.
Why are you telling her happy Mother's Day?
Well, all women.
Something we don't know yet?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like,
all women should get
business.
A happy Mother's Day. Exactly. Pipe down, shorty. Happy Mother's Day to Hot Neighbor, Chuck's wife, and both of your moms, and my mom, of course. And everybody out there, have a safe Mother's Day weekend. We'll talk to you on Monday, bright and early at 6 p.m. Jamie Dupree, the Voice of Reason, next.
Go to sleep, you little baby.
Guests of the Mark Arum Show stay at the All Suite Omni Hotel, located in the heart of Chicago's Magnificent Mile.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.